As I begin preaching in this new year, I'd like to start with a new preaching series entitled, A New Year, A New You. And to do that, I want to share with you maybe something that some of you know about me, and if you do, that's okay. But some of you may not know these things about me. And I'd ask that if you don't know these things about me, if you could withhold some judgment. All right? We in agreement? And you be kind and you be gentle with me. All right? What I'd like to share with you that maybe you don't know about me is I can be thin-skinned. Really? Yeah. And sometimes I can wear my feelings on my sleeve. And as a result of that, when people say things about me, to my face, behind my back, when people might not agree with what I have to say, or when individuals may give me a cold stare or have indifference, might be lukewarm, I can hold a grudge. I can be resentful. It's not something I'm proud of. It's just the mere truth about it. And sometimes, too, though I like change, you know, though I like change and I enjoy when things change, sometimes I just don't have the stomach for it. I don't have the stomach to bring about the change. But I'll tell you this, that over time, I know I've grown. I might not be where I want to be at this point, but I'm certainly stronger. And I'm further down the road than I was. You know, as we look towards God, God has such a breadth. God has such a depth about Himself that when we give our lives over to God, God can help us to endure things in our life that we never thought imaginable. God has more strength for us than we ever thought we could ever muster up for ourselves. All we have to do is turn our life over to Him. All we have to do is make God first. And when we make God number one in our life, all the other things about our life, I promise you, will begin to fall into place. You know, I see the endurance of people and the ability for people to endure great hardships with our mission parish in Haiti. Some of you may know that we have a mission parish. For those of you who don't, our mission is in La Lomas, Haiti. And what I see in La Lomas, Haiti, Haiti is a country, a fourth world country, fourth world in our hemisphere. Haiti has 80% unemployment. 50% of the people live on less than $1 a day. And those individuals there, over 50% of them do not even eat one meal a day. But the endurance and the strength of these people is just absolutely incredible. You know, to see women walk to get water, miles they'll walk to get water, carrying a baby on one hip and a 5-gallon bucket somehow positioned on their head that weighs 42 pounds. Kim, think about that. You know, think about that as you carry your child and get to go to your tap and turn the water on. You know, when we look at the strength of the people of Haiti, I think about the teachers there. We have 50 teachers who teach in our school. And these teachers will ride their bike an hour and a half to get to work on the most deplorable roads and situations that you've ever seen in your life. Terrible situations, and still yet they come an hour and a half. They teach for 7 hours a day, 50 students in their classroom. Students who have not eaten, students who have not had anything to drink, students who are in great need, and still yet they have the strength and the power to do it. You know, I see the strength and tenacity of people on Sunday morning as families will travel 2 hours, walk 2 hours to church on Sunday morning. You know, some hours it's difficult to walk across the street, isn't it? Walk for 2 hours to church on Sunday morning, celebrate for 2 hours, worship God for 2 hours, then turn back around and walk back home 2 hours. You see, what I'm trying to say is that the strength of our ability as a human people is just amazing. When we give our life over to God, God does great and powerful things for us. If we're going to become a new you in the new year, we got to grow stronger spiritually. Because when we grow stronger spiritually, we'll also grow stronger outwardly. We'll be able to endure things that we never thought humanly imaginable. You know, some of you already in this year, 2017, we're 8 days into it, may already be going through some storm. Some of you may be going through something that is just too much for you to handle. Maybe there's something left from last year, 2016, that you're carrying with you. Or maybe from years past, it's like a ball and chain that just keeps walking with you on this journey. And you'd like to be able to finally overcome it. Well, perhaps you can make 2017 the year that you say bye-bye to it. That you let that ball and chain finally go. And that you believe in the strength and the power of God. You know, we see great power from the Magi. The Magi, the three kings who brought their gifts, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, to the newborn king. Those Magi traveled from the east, the Bible says. Now, we're not sure where they came from in the east, but best guess is they came from modern-day Iraq. So I looked up the city of Baghdad. Baghdad is 550 miles from Bethlehem. Now, that's roughly from here to the Gulf Coast, where many of us go on spring break or on fall break, and we get the leisure of traveling I-65 in our nice cars. But they traveled on camelback through the desert in the dark and cold and heat of it all. They endured so much as they traveled. And still yet, when they got to Jerusalem, they had to go through Herod. Herod was like the stopgate. Herod found out that the Magi were searching for this newborn king. And Herod had heard about this king, and Herod's afraid for his own kingship. And so he calls the Magi secretly and says, "When you find this child, you come back and you tell me so that I too can go and do him homage." The Magi endured great sacrifice. The Magi endured great trouble. Darkness, they endured sorrow, they endured hardship, they endured the trouble and the doubt of their journey, and still yet, they kept themselves focused on the light of that star. And they made that star first in their life. And as they made that star first, what they found there was their salvation. You see, when we make Jesus first in our life, when we keep first things first, who is Jesus Christ, we'll be led to that same light and that same power of salvation. The way we're going to become a new you in the new year is we've got to grow in strength and spiritual strength. You know, many of us, when we begin a new year, we make resolutions. And one of the resolutions we might make is we say, "I'm going to go to the gym. And I'm going to get in physical shape." And so we get on the treadmill, we get on the rowing machine, we get on the bicycle, we pump weights, and we do all this so that we might grow in physical strength. Well, what I want to encourage us to do in this new year is to grow in spiritual strength. To grow spiritually as individuals, but also to grow spiritually as a parish family. so that we can do great and powerful things through the power of God. You know, the Bible tells us, the Bible is clear. Philippians 4:13 says this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. John 14:27 says this, do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. And Psalm 27:1 says this, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom should I be afraid? You see, when we put God first, when we put Jesus first, when we make Jesus number one in our life, when we keep Him as the true light, our skin is not so thin. We don't care so much about what other people might say and think. We're not kept up at night worrying about this, that, or the other. When we keep Jesus first in our life, our stomachs don't fall when we've got to do something that's hard. When we keep Jesus first in our life, our marriages are stronger. Our children are happier. Our church is brighter. Our jobs are more joyous. Our friendships are strengthened. And we can get through the trouble. We can get through whatever joy, that whatever difficult might be blocking that joy. All we have to do is keep Jesus first. Make Him the number one thing that you do in this new year. To become a new you in this new year, make Jesus the number one piece of your life.